This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, and I mean that sincerely, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, we've got a lot of exciting stuff going to be happening later on in the show. Now, we've got, for the first time, we're going to have Dan Pilla on with us, and he is like the tax king, if you would. He's been a leader in his industry for years and years and years. He's been fighting the IRS and their and the abuse they have on the average person. I mean, come on, how many of us when you get that letter with the IRS, and I don't even care if we get it for the business once in a while, you know, for some odd reason, there's something about our business address that makes the IRS nuts. And I'll get two or three letters every couple of months. Says, hey, we've changed your address, okay? And, but I got to tell you, the first couple of times I got those at the office, I was like, oh, seriously? Yeah, you're afraid to open the things. But that's everybody. We've all talk about them being weaponized. Talk about a mental ambush of the brain when you see that stuff. That's exactly what happens. So anyhow, Dan will talk to us a little bit about his experience, what's going on with the IRS, what we can do, you know, what you can do to protect yourself, and not just after you get in trouble. Let's look at it on the front end before you get in trouble. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I also want you to head up to the website because you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. For those of you who try to watch and or listen on Facebook, you know what? You just never know what will happen over there. But what you do know is if you head over to the website, you do know you'll always be able to get the show there if you're in an area. And listen, if you're in an area that carries the show, listen to it on the radio. Support your local radio station. If your local radio station doesn't carry it, then don't support them. Listen to it on the phone and call. Let them know they should be carrying the show. Anyway, 855 again, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Also, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, all these IRS, remember when the IRS was targeting conservative groups? They were targeting conservatives. There was all kinds of stuff going on with them. And under Obama, you had no hope. I mean, let's be honest about it. You, for all intents and purposes, you had no hope. Because the IRS had free reign to do pretty much anything they want to do. Now, let's be clear. I'm not talking about everybody over there. All right? I mean, there are good people that work at the IRS. There are good agents. I mean, I actually know one that retired. I'm in contact with her on a regular basis. A wonderful lady. Not looking to hurt anybody. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And there are, like I said, there are good people working there. There are people that want to do their jobs there. It's all good. But then you get the ones that don't. You get the ones that want to weaponize this. You get the ones that want to make this. Again, it's scary enough, but if you know they're coming after you, it's even scarier. Is it not? So you go back to the days of Lois Lerner, when she was head of the IRS, well, head of the IRS unit, that looked over issuing the 501c3s and that kind of stuff to conservative groups. You think of the, how many times she tripped over herself, and others there at the IRS actually tripped over themselves when it came to what they said they actually did with those. Right? I mean, come on. You know, it all started back in 2013. And again, who was president then? Who, the 13? Oh, yeah, right, Mr. Oblamo. The IRS was found to be targeting conservative organizations for harassment. Now, President Barack Obama, he called it outrageous. There's no place for it. He added and assured the public that the IRS has to be fully accountable. I don't know if there was, I don't know if there was any group that was actually fully accountable under President Obama. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Obama took no action to speak of. Right? I mean, seriously. I can never get this guy's name right, so forgive me. He handpicked IRS Commissioner John, was it, Koskinen?
There you go.
Is that it? Koskinen? Wow. Do I get a gold star?
Nope.
All right. Well, whatever. Simply, he stonewalled congressional investigations. You know, look at what Lois Lerner did. She wouldn't give up anything. The head of the IRS unit, she was the head of the IRS unit that was at the heart of the scandal. She retired with a full pension. How does that work? How does she get away with that? Nobody came after her. Again, what heads rolled for this? Who got in trouble? Who got fired? I don't even know. I mean, I don't know enough. I imagine that many of you don't. Right? Who got fired? Who lost their jobs? Who lost their pension? Right? That's not fair to us. We bust hump to make things work in some of our jobs, and we're called accountable for that stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Okay, time for quick call, right? Tom for Utah, you're on with Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you're talking about the IRS. I want to tell you a couple things. I did a 35-year in radio broadcasting and owned my own stations, the last 22 of them. And when I sold my radio stations, oh, my God, you would have thought somebody threw meat at piranhas with the IRS. They came after me. Well, the first thing I did, I mean, because you were talking about Obama, that just killed me because, you know, if you own a radio station in a small town, you're not a big business. And the first thing they did was came after me and told me, your share of the American Affordable Health Care Act is $28,000 in taxes.
Wow.
So they took that out. Yeah, and I thought, well, I thought that wasn't supposed to attack little
Listen,
businesses.
You know what that sound is. We're going to go to a break. If you want to hold on, I'll pull you on after the break, but hang tight.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take your poll. There's so many things you can do up there. We're talking about the IRS this hour. I figured I'd do something to kind of wake you up and get you cranking and rolling. But, you know, again, when you see that IRS thing, you see the letter from them, I know it's just another agency, but it's the one that can cause you so much trouble, so much heartache, so much aggravation. Now, we were talking to Tom from Utah, who had sold, I guess, a few radio stations. So, Tom, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so the first thing we got to do is pay our share of the American Affordable Health Care Act. That was $28,000. Then, the government got theirs, and, of course, I was dumb enough that I sold my radio stations just after Obama took office, which means the capital gain tax went from 20 to 25%. So that was a real pleasure. And, you know, if you've owned the businesses for 22 years, you're going to reclaim all that capital gain. And right. So it was just a real comedy going through this with the IRS. And then they would turn around and come back and say, well, we're pretty sure you owe more. We're pretty sure you owe more. And they came back, Joe, on three different occasions saying that they wanted more. And all three times, God bless my accountant, she beat them down. And all three times, she found some way or another that they owed me a little more.
Oh, but, you know, that's the way to do it.
Well, the unfortunate part is that you're talking about the IRS, but we got to remember, too, that there was a time when corrupt politics were restricted to Washington. Then they moved down to the state, then to the local government. And the same things happened with the IRS. Now all of your state Department of Revenues and Financing to think they have that same authority. And when I sold my stations, I was living in Iowa. And Iowa had there was a clause in there that if you owned your business for X number of years, you didn't have to pay a state capital gain tax. Well, they came after me three times trying to figure out a way that I would have to owe it on some technicality. And again, the accountant beat it down. But then when it really got comical is when I moved to Minnesota from Iowa, and the Minnesota Department of Revenue and Finance also thought I had too much money, so they came after me three different times also.
Wow.
Trying to get money. So all in all, I got nine visits from the IRS, and of course, you know, each time you do that, I mean, you know, your accountant generally will go to bat for you once or twice at no charge, but then they got to start feeding their kids again. And so on top of all this insult from these revenues and finance, the IRS, then you get to pay the accountant to again go and improve one more time that you didn't do a damn thing well.
So you know, a majority of the new agents, I've read this article two or three times, a majority of the newer agents say they can't keep up, nor do they understand the code in full. So if they don't understand it in full, and when you call the IRS to ask questions, and the person you got on the phone doesn't quite understand it, there's no way you can file your taxes in such a fashion to where you're not going to make any mistakes. I mean, again, I don't do this every day, so I'm going to make a mistake. There's no way around it. Anyhow,
one thing about that, though, Joe, is that you know who is required to know all of those codes and does keep up on them?
Uh-oh.
Your accountant. And that's why she was able to beat them every time. But, yeah, I just wanted to throw some kind of humor at you, too, while we're talking the IRS. My grandfather worked for the Internal Revenue Service, and he was there in the 60s. And he wrote a program, which, of course, they didn't have computers, so this was all done by hand. But he wrote a program or a method on how the IRS could effectively audit grain co-ops in the Midwest. You know, it became very difficult when you got this big bin. Well, whose grain is in it? Everybody's. And so he came up with this idea, a plan on how they could audit these grain co-ops. And apparently it was working because after he retired, they were still using it, and they would call him and say, well, how do you do this again? How do you do that again? This goes with what you were just saying about IRS agents, unfortunately, not knowing what's going on. And so he finally stumped them one time. He threw a biblical quote from Genesis at them. And he said it was hilarious because the IRS, first they had to scramble to find the Bible, then they had to find somebody who knew how to read that top secret code. And they finally found it in Genesis, and all he was telling them was, you know, I've answered this so many times for you. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. So, it was just a little fun.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening.
Hey, keep going. Yeah. Loving your show. Have a good night.
Thank you. You know, when it comes to dealing with the IRS, it just scares the crud out of everybody. So I'm hoping we can make this connection, because the questions I have, the things I want to talk about, Dan could probably get to or deal with or talk through better than I can. But let's get back to, you know, when you think about the IRS, when Obama was president, and the things that they did to us, the things that they came at us with. You, as a conservative, as some of these conservative groups felt like they didn't have a chance. And when you walk through this from 2010 to 2013 and even further, you now had more and more IRS agents or people from within the IRS saying, yeah, you know what, we were targeting conservative organizations. We were treating them differently than we were others. Things that used to take 6 months, 8 months to get approved, we're taking like 2 years to get through, and even then, there'd be a question asked, to be a letter sent back, right? This IRS targeting conservative organizations, you know, in the run-up to the 2012 election, was one of the major scandals of our time, right? Now, researchers from Stockholm University, Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and the American Enterprise Institute concluded that a fully mobilized Tea Party, unhindered by the IRS harassment, would have brought the Republican Party between 5 and 8.5 million votes. And you recall that Obama, he won the popular vote by just under 5 million votes. So if they hadn't been hindered, if they hadn't been, strapped, if you would, and the Tea Party actually had the ability to collect money, to raise money, to get out there to make a difference, they may have been able to stop Barack Obama. But we can't have that now, can we? Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect. And you see that with Biden, we would never be treated with respect. because people don't respect him, even the people that he's running against. They're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree on the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
Before he left the White House, the president says he received a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We have a very good relationship together. Now I can confirm it because of the letter I got yesterday. And I think, you know, I think that something will happen that's going to be very positive.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, a pleasure to have you with me. You don't know, I appreciate so much the time that you've spending with me. You hung in. You get in touch. I really do appreciate it. Anyway, we'll get back to it. Look, if you head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going up there. There's a lot you can get involved with. And you should get involved. Not with just this show. You know, I'd love it if it was just this show. But, look, you need to get informed. You need to get engaged. And find some shows like I think we're informative. Find some shows like this, right? Get out there. Get your information. Get your notes so that you're not just spewing the party line. And make sure that you've got information to back up what you're saying. Anyway, we'll finish this up really quick. We were talking about the IRS and how the IRS, you know, and in times gone by, and it's still happening today. But according to a research that was done at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, because the IRS did not approve, because they didn't move through, because they kept harassing conservative Tea Party groups, they stifled, or they, the study showed that between 5 and 8.5 million votes towards Republicans, to Republicans in favor of the Republican Party, were not cast. And Obama won by just under 5 million votes. So, you know, again, everything working against them, everything working against the Republican Party, and it had nothing to do with the will of the people. If you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, there's a chapter in there on why do they have to cheat to win. And that's always my, you know, if you've got the product, if you've got the right thing, if you are what the people want, you don't have to cheat. You don't have to lie about it. You don't, none of that. It's right there in front of your face. You can just deal with it. Okay, and yours will work or won't work, whatever. Now, the IRS has since conceded that, you know, in about 200 cases, under this Be on the Lookout or BOLO program is what they used to call it. 75% appear to be conservative-leaning, while fewer than 10 appear to be liberal or progressive. In other words, the fact that the terms the IRS used to pull applications for extra scrutiny, such as Tea Party. I mean, think about this. Patriot, Liberty, Tea Party were trigger words for the IRS. Thank God. In a negative way. As the basis for whitewashing the IRS scandal, Newsweek and Washington Post and others, you know, they turned to a different report they got their hands on concerning a different IRS program altogether, but they didn't tell you that. The program was called Touch and Go. Swept up a mix of conservative and progressive groups precisely because it didn't target groups based on politics. That was the problem with BOLO. Nothing in the latest report, the what they call the TIGTA report, right? It's 180 degrees from the BOLO report. So they were at it. They were targeting conservative groups. They were targeting conservatives. Apparently that was okay. No problemo. So earlier, I got involved in a conversation I probably should have stayed out of, but whatever. And the conversation was around the voting laws on the different states. Who has a right to do what, how, where, and when? And I think, what's his name, Mo Kelly? He does a show out of Los Angeles. And we have been on CNN together a couple times. And for whatever reason, he decided to tag me in this tweet, and we started going back and forth. I decided it was a waste of time because, you know, he's not going to change his mind. I'm not going to change mine. And that's the other thing. You throw this stuff out there. Throw out your proof, throw out your facts, and then walk away from it. They'll eat themselves up eventually. They'll be more mad that you didn't come back to fight with them. So, when you... His contention with this whole, you know, handing over your electoral college votes, right, to the one who wins a popular vote, goes totally against the Constitution. It was not the will of the forefathers. It was not the way they want to work. It was a way to make sure that we weren't a democracy, that we were a republic, that we actually represented by the whole. And if you really understand, really want to understand how the Electoral College works and how it truly gives everybody a voice, then you really need to sit down and study it. I can tell you, I've spoon-fed you guys a dozen times on how that works. And it evens out the vote. It equals out the vote. So his argument was, well, the states have a right. The states have the autonomy to do whatever they want to do when it comes to voting. Funny how they're all about state rights when it benefits them. When it doesn't benefit them, then the feds have to get involved. And I know I teed him off because I brought in his remembrance, along with a few others that were on his side. Let's go through a couple of these real quick. When you think that the federal government, I mean, some of us believe that the states should maintain their rights, but there are a couple of places where they don't get the right when they screw it up. The 15th Amendment, right, it gave African-American men the right to vote. Now, many weren't really able to exercise this right. Some states used literacy tests and other barriers to make it harder to vote. So the 15th Amendment had to be brought up because the states who had the right to decide how the voting process went, each one individually, the southern states now put a literacy test in place. If you couldn't read, you couldn't write, you couldn't vote. Maybe we should do that again. You'd thin out the herd by at least 40%. So anyway, the government stepped in, Fed stepped in and said, nah, we're not going to have that, can't do that. 15th Amendment was voted on, ratified, bang. Now, anybody, even if you couldn't read, could vote. Dangerous or not, it gave any American citizen the right to vote. The 19th Amendment, it was ratified in 1920, gave American women the right to vote. Oh, my. Right? So, again, states couldn't decide that a woman, didn't have the right to vote. The Fed stepped in and said, no, you don't get the right to decide who votes and who doesn't. 24th Amendment to the Constitution, that was ratified in 1964. Think about that. It eliminated poll taxes. That's right. If poor people could vote. Because some states had been using poll taxes to keep African Americans from voting. So now they could read, they could write, but they didn't have enough money to vote. Right? You couldn't pay to vote, but you had a poll tax was put in place. So now the 24th Amendment took that away. Now you can't charge somebody to vote. You can't tax them. You can't charge a fee. None of it. 26th Amendment to the Constitution ratified 1971. It lowered the voting age for all elections to 18. Now, again, the reason I'm throwing these all out there is because when you have people running around, oh, the states, you know, they've got their own right to make up exactly, you know, who gets to vote, how, and what have you. But you've had federal laws passed over the years. If that's the case, Mo Kelly's a black man. And overall, I think he's a good guy, but you know, he's a black man. So you think he'd be more sensitive to some of these rules, some of these laws? You think he'd be more sensitive and understand really what the Voters' Rights Acts were all about and why they were put in place and what they did? The Voting Rights Act of 1965, it prohibited voter discrimination based on race, color, or membership in a language minority group. It also required certain places to provide election materials in languages besides English, which I'm not so sure I agree with. See, if you're in this country, you want to live here, you love this country, you want to be part of this country, shouldn't you read or understand basic English? I mean, seriously. You know, and then some of the better ones, which is, you know, voting accessibility for the elderly and the handicapped. Sure, everybody who has a legal right to vote shouldn't be hindered from voting. I'm good with that. And then you had the uniformed and overseas citizen absentee voting. Actually, this was never meant to be permanent. This is where the states constantly screw things up. That act was put in place for people who would be on vacation, to be gone, to be out of town, we talk about people overseas or even our military. Right? And then they have to take this stuff and they got to screw it all up. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one
else. We are back.
He was a top man.
Come on, look at that. Can't not put a smile on your face, that music. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of, to hate, to not like, to whatever, you don't have to be. Really, seriously, we're all on the same page here. Right? And labeling me, it doesn't help. So, I don't believe that every liberal hates this country. I just don't. When I say liberal, I mean, you know, Democrat liberal. I have friends of mine that are Democrats, they're liberals, they're not into politics like we are at this level, and they don't hate this country. They've got it in their head that Republicans are just rich old white guys, and they don't fight with me, they don't argue with me. They actually respect and appreciate, because I don't shove stuff down their throat. I just talk with them. And that's what you should be doing. You should be talking to people, not arguing with people. My family on the East Coast, they're all Democrats. Am I supposed to hate them all? Remember, John Kennedy, or Jack Kennedy, would be one of us today. So before you just start labeling, and I hate when they do it, hopefully you do too. That's why in the book is named, you know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Think about something. Every one of those is a label, right? The Ramblings is just kind of a tongue-in-cheek funny thing. But you got the right-wing, right? I don't know where that label came from. They gave it to me, though, which means I'm a conservative nut job or something. I don't know. I mean, like, conservatism is so bad. Right, Bible thumping, again, like I used to say, so I have a higher authority, a higher power, something that I give more credit than I give myself? Well, that's terrible, because I don't, you know, the Pelosi's of the world see themselves as the gods and goddesses. And then white guy, I mean, right there, it's strike one, two, and three. I don't even have to come to the plate, I'm already out. And that's just how they look at things. You can't fight that. It doesn't do anything. You just can't fight it. Anyway, but with all that said, we were talking about the, if you just tuned in, you have to go back and get the other segments. But when you complain about states having sovereignty, states' rights, and what have you, there has to be some common sense commonality between the states, right? Like with the Electoral College. If you do your homework, you find out the Electoral College makes a heck of a lot of sense. It truly makes every vote count. Now, some of you simpletons will say, well, no, it doesn't, because, you know, one vote, one number. No, you know what? No. It'd only be three or four states that would dictate the election every single time. And the middle states wouldn't count at all, even if they put all their numbers together. Because a very large majority of the people in this country live on the coasts. I think I'd have to look it up, but the daytime population, David, you know, big cities have daytime and nighttime populations, right? Daytime population of Los Angeles and or San Francisco, either one, is bigger than like seven or eight states. That should scare you. You want to give them all the power, the inner city people? So, California has decided it's got a better idea. Now, that in and of itself should scare the crud out of you. Right? So, you know, again, they have decided that 17-year-olds should be able to cast a vote in a primary election. But if they'll be 18 by the date of the following general election. So you have, in California now, the primary has been moved to March. Maybe they've shot themselves in the foot, I don't know. And next election is in November. Right, so again, you have a situation where they want young teenagers to vote. 17-year-olds, when you really think about this as a whole, and you look at this, you know, I know I'm all over the place because my mind is like racing. I've had conversations with some Democrats who say, you know, 16, you know, Thomas Jefferson. They go through the whole list of some of our founding fathers and what they did at very young ages. And I said, yeah, they also believed that the Bible should be taught in school. They were also, many of them were not, pastors or evangelists. Many of them called on the name of Christ. Right? I mean, the whole different maturity level, whole different way of looking things back then at 16, 17, 18. So you want to own it, own the whole thing. 17-year-olds are children. I mean, think about it. They're from a legal standpoint, they are legal minors. They can't enter into a contract. Why would you want them to vote? 17-year-olds are living at home, right? They're living with their parents. You get a mail-in ballot, you get your kids there. If your kid's more liberal or more conservative, whatever side of the coin they're on, and mom and dad are a little differently, just think about that. 17-year-olds are still, most of them are still in high school. And who has a lot of pressure on 17-year-olds? I mean, a lot of influence when they're in high school. High school teachers. Do you know... And years ago I did this. The most trusted person in a community They've done poll after poll after poll. The most trusted... Oh, stop doing that. The most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. That should scare you. What decisions has a 17-year-old made that would allow them to think through a decision as important as choosing a president? Right? The scary thing, and we've all been there. So we're not. I'm not just picking on 17-year-olds to pick on. I was one. You know, 105 years ago, I was one. We had all the answers to everything. You couldn't tell us anything, remember? I used to joke that at 16, 17, and 18, my dad was a flaming moron. An idiot of biblical proportion. And somehow, as I got older, he became smarter. He must have been listening to me talk. And by the time I was 25, 26, 27, my dad was a flaming genius. Right? And some of you who do have two brain cells to rub together know exactly what I'm talking about. 18-year-olds have just graduated from high school. Some moved out of the house, some not so much. Most are working full-time, or they're training, they're educating themselves for a career, we hope. Changing a little bit of perspective. When your child comes home for real with their first real paycheck, and some of you know this already because you've got teenagers, you've had teenagers, and they see the taxes that come out of their check, they're mortified. Mine were. A couple of mine were like, well, what is this all about? Oh, maybe I should have, you know, maybe I should have started charging them taxes at home and got them ready for it. Maybe when they were working and they were living at home, I should have taken a percentage of their paycheck from them. Just to get him ready for the real world. 8 months between March and November provide a lot of, you know, maturing. I mean, again, when you graduate from school, now it depends whether you're living at home or not. Some of these kids are not ready for the real world. They're not ready at 21 or 25, for that matter. So, and then there's another... God, there's another Voter Rights Act trying to be pushed in California, right? Where former criminals on parole who have not been paying their debt to society yet, why should they have the freedom to live where they wish, go where they want to go, see who they want to see with? When they're closely monitored, now we're going to allow them to vote too. Whose laws do you think they're going to vote for? Right? I mean, what they say is by giving them the right to vote or giving them their vote back, it'll help reintegrate them into society. Yeah, that's proven out so many places, right? I mean, we know that to be true, don't we? No, we don't. Let them pay their debt in full. Let them go through it. Now, see, I'm one of those that says, look, you're convicted, you do your jail time, you do your parole time. When you're clean and free, yeah, you can have it back. Right? Now, the Senate Bill 72 in California would allow conditional voter registration, same-day voting, at all polling places. It would allow polling places with the proper technology to provide voters with the proper ballot for their precinct. And when you think about this, poll workers, and Tammy and I have run into this a million times. Not to put down poll workers, but you know what they go? They go through a little bit of training, and then what? There's 2 years between each one? They're already stressed. They already don't have all the information. Now you're going to throw more on them. You're going to make it worse. This is not good, people. This is why it's so important that all of us, we get off our duffs, and we make sure, you totally make sure, that the right people get elected into those positions. Joe Messina, your host, Sophie Lewis, has recently said that we need to get abortion, even though abortion is killing, we need to get used to it because it's here to stay. These people are sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.